Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
And it's funny that we all kind of see this coming, yet once it finally comes, you're kind of like, say what? I think the most surprising part about this Bill Belichick situation in North Carolina, not only is he about to make the board behind me, which is a list of topics that are not worth talking about unless there's new information, is that he might be on the same page as them and saying, you know what, maybe I should get out of this. Because Bill Belichick does not strike me as the kind of guy that when he realizes he's in over his head, he will bow out. But that's what this kind of seems like to me.
I mean, we all saw where this was going.
You know, I thought they might be like 6-6 this year. Because I still think Belichick can coach. I think he's over his skis in college.
Yes.
In terms of recruiting. And even though he brought in NFL guys and wanted to turn the college model into an NFL program, I thought there was a chance that could work. I really did.
I always thought that this was him doing something for a couple of years and then making it so old Stevie B could take over.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I always looked at this. I didn't think they were going to be this dumpster fire when this first happened, but the Jordan Hudson of it all.
Yeah.
Did you see the report that came out of the Getty photos?
Mm-mm.
Last week, I think it was 40, it was either 40% or 60%. So if somebody can correct me, but I believe it was 40% of all Getty photos for North Carolina last week were of Jordan Hudson.
She doesn't even work for the team.
And they're just an, like, just,
I mean, she is a hottie.
I mean, sure. If that's your thing, cool.
She does look like she would eat me alive, though.
100%. And I wonder how much she's eating Bill Belichick alive.
Like, ooh, is that kind of hot?
I mean, you usually have to pay extra for that. But hey, there's just so much crap around it. And like how much of her fingerprints, like she's not doing this and she's not doing this and she's not allowed on campus and she's not allowed. Like the fact that all of that stuff is there lets you know just how dysfunctional things are and that there's not a lot of institutional control with things.
Yep.
And the iron fist of Bill Belichick in New England is not present in North Carolina and Chapel Hill.
Yeah, and then you're starting to see that some guys, you know, it sounds like there was a big fight in the locker room, which
I don't care about that stuff.
But you've got an assistant coach who could be facing recruiting violations. I'll go back to this. I'm mostly surprised and mostly kind of blown away that he can't coach. You know, I mean, I don't know if it's a motivation thing or what, but maybe the days in New England weren't the fact that the dynasty was crumbling and it wasn't Tom Brady anymore. And I don't want to get into, was it a Brady or Belichick thing? I think that ship has sailed a long time.
Yeah.
We don't need to step in that.
Belichick is still one of, if not the greatest NFL coaches of all time.
But I think we're kind of forgetting that the coaching was starting to lose it at the end of New England too. And maybe we gave him the benefit of the doubt a little bit too much in that the roster had turned over. You know, all those studs from the run were gone, whether it was, you know, the Matt Lights of the world on the offensive line or the Edelmans and Gronks and Bradys and of the playmaker stuff and so all those littered of Hall of Famers on defense. The roster turned over, and the roster over turned out to be bad. Now, that was his fault, but we gave him the benefit of the doubt that he could still coach, and I think what we're seeing now is he might not have been able to coach for the last 4 or 5 years.
Sure.
And that's a crazy thought, that you're the best ever and then lose it. That's why I never thought North Carolina was going to a playoff.
No.
I never thought they were going to challenge for the ACC, but I thought that they would be a stable program with fundamental coaching, and it's just the exact opposite.
I think that for me, where I thought that this might work, because if you go back when this happened, I talked myself into the, well, you know, if the Belichickian, you know, dark side of the force kind of a deal is allowed to be applied and adhered to, it's a different approach, but I could see it working.
Mm-hmm.
Herm Edwards at Arizona State did not work.
Did not work at all.
And this is honestly, it's looking like that.
And this is why if you're a fan of a program or an alumni and you're looking at John Gruden, ooh, be careful what you wish for. Now, I think he's a very different coach and a very different motivator than both of those guys. And that might play better in college football.
I think the culture stuff is very different from those three guys.
But this NFL to college thing, I'd be very, very careful on. Like, I don't even know if Pete were to go back, who had great success, I don't know if he would do a good job these days. Because it's just such a different game. And I loved what Josh Pate said this morning on Dirt and Sprague. For all those people that think college is about to be the next NFL, nope, it's still so different. Yes. And this is Exhibit A.
Yes. And I think you have to look, you're not a head coach in college or the NFL, a successful one, without being a type A guy.
Mm-hmm.
You can't.
It's why I and the national media and anyone locally that's a fan of it love Dan Lanning.
Yep.
He's the perfect model.
And so, but I also think because you are that and if you're successful in the NFL, there's probably enough arrogance to think, oh, I can do this here. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's with guys that aren't nearly as good. So
it's unzipping your pants, dropping it on the table and saying, I'm Bill Belichick. And that doesn't resonate with these kids.
Well, I don't even think it's that. I think it's that if you are not familiar enough with the college game and enough facets and enough opportunities, you're not going to be able to make the necessary adjustments. And I think there's an arrogance that comes along with that. And I'm not just saying that about Belichick. I'm just saying that in general. Like, if you're very successful at one thing and there's another version of that one thing, you probably think, well, I did it here. Why wouldn't I be able to do it here?
Yeah, it'd almost be like if you take our jobs, for example, it's like say, you know, oh, I'm really good at sports radio. I'll go to NPR and be just as good. And it's like, those are very different beasts. Yeah. Those are very different beasts.
How you go about it, the preparation and how it's all applied and the world that you move in is just very, very different.
Yeah, coming in on the text line, I wonder how much Bill Belichick not being able to relate to youth and younger football players play into it. I think that's spot on. Zach on the YouTube, he's old. Mental capacities are not there anymore. I think that's a lot of it. I think somebody felt that their time in New England came to an end unceremoniously and did not get the flowers you deserve, and you're bitter about it. You're bitter about it. Look, my grandmother.
There's probably that motivation in there.
My grandmother. How do you do, fellow kids?
Yeah, my grandmother is 88 years old, and she is not the happiest person in the world right now because she's old.
I'll tell you right now, Bill Belichick clearly relates to a kid.
Okay. Loaded second hour coming to hang out with us here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.